Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show.
You're fired! Yeah, he said it again. It's like The Apprentice, the White House edition continues. Every week it seems like there's more and more people just being voted off the island or kicked out of the boardroom. And again, another bad ending, right? Rex Tillerson, gone. His chief economic advisor, Mr. Cohen, gone. Gentleman at the FBI, I think the other day, gone. Fired. But guess what? It wasn't a bad ending. Rex Tillerson, it wasn't a bad ending. Gary Cohen, it wasn't a bad ending. Omarosa, it wasn't a bad ending. Scaramucci. I think I'm pronouncing this name incorrectly, but it wasn't a bad ending. That's what I mean by that. So I'm an investor, mostly real estate, but over the years, I've also invested in some stocks and invested in some startups. Just as an aside, I'll never forget, I was in my early 20s and I started to invest in some stocks for the first time. And up until that point, when it was time for me to do my taxes, I would do them through this woman, Miss Shirley. I used to call her Annie Shirley. Rest in peace, Miss Shirley. Who my parents used to do their taxes. And it was pretty straightforward. She was a family friend. She didn't really charge much. You know, she used to take care of things. Appreciated it. But she was also a family friend. So that meant her and my parents, they talk. And you know how parents are and family. They feel like my business is their business. So I'm submitting my taxes to Auntie Shirley. And she notices that I've been investing in some stocks. And I think I might have lost some money a little bit here and there. And so then a couple days later after submitting my taxes to Auntie Shirley, my parents go, "We heard that you've been gambling." Been gambling? Who's been gambling? They considered me investing in the stocks and the fact that I had some hits and some misses. They considered it gambling. Shout out to my parents, though. They taught me a lot. They taught me a lot about saving. But I learned about investing on my own and through reading and taking some courses, some other stuff. But, you know, our parents teach us what they can teach us. And oftentimes there's stuff we also learn as we get older from outside the home. And so just as a aside, at one point, my investing was considered gambling. But as we know, it's not really gambling as long as you kind of do your homework. But speaking of homework and bad endings, I have a condo in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I bought it back in 2006. I thought I was doing the right thing, getting involved in real estate, owning something, hip, hip, hooray. And now fast forward to 2018, the place is worth significantly less than when I bought it. I'm going to lose money on the deal. I'm looking to get out of it and sell it this year, and I'm going to lose money. It's going to have a bad ending. But it's not really a bad ending. I mean, I feel disappointed. I feel like I didn't think things through properly. Financially, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. But I'm realizing that it actually wasn't and isn't going to be a bad ending. And that's because, similar to what's going on in the Trump White House, it's similar to what's going on with my real estate investment. I didn't lose in the end. I lost in the beginning. And what do I mean by that? I bought a place in a rush. I didn't really negotiate to get a good price. I bought thinking, oh my goodness, the market's going up. I'm going to buy it. It's going to be worth much, much more when I sell it. I'm going to be rich. So I bought on exuberance, lack of information, and not really a good structured deal. And so for me, actually, it wasn't a bad ending. It was a bad beginning. And the bad ending was just a result of really the bad choices I made at the start, not what happened in the end. And so right now, when we think about the fact that top cabinet members have left the White House this week, Rex Tillerson, Donald Trump's top economic advisor, I think it's reported that H.R. McMaster, one of Trump's top national security advisors, is on the outs too. It's not really bad endings. They were bad beginnings. Rex Tillerson and Donald Trump didn't even know each other. They disagreed on a lot of things. Rex Tillerson is quoted, allegedly, as calling Donald Trump an effing moron. It's not a bad ending. It was a bad start. And if we want to go even further, when you potentially hire someone that may not be qualified for the job, and that's us, the American people, hiring Donald Trump as our president. Yeah, this is all probably going to have a bad ending, but it's not a bad ending. It was a bad beginning. The ending was very predictable if you look at how things started. And this happens to us. It happens to me. It happens to you. Think about that relationship you got into that had a bad ending. But then pause for a second and think about how many of your friends was like, yo, that ain't going to work out. Y'all don't even seem like a good fit. It was a bad beginning that led to the bad ending. Remember that big fight y'all had on your first date? A year later, you had the bad ending? No, you had a bad beginning. Should have known. Remember that business partner that you never, ever trusted from the start? It wasn't a bad ending. It's a bad beginning. Probably could have seen the bad ending coming from a mile away. Let me know. Do you ever have any things that end bad, but it's really not that they were ending bad, it's that you knew from the start it kind of felt off? Like, I'm not surprised that this Donald Trump thing may have a bad ending. I knew it was a bad beginning on November 8th, 2016. None of this is a surprise to me. This show is always best when we do it together. So shout out to Randy, who called in earlier, and to folks checking in on the Facebook Live. And speaking of folks checking in with some online comments, Daryl says the bad beginning was the American people placing the trust in orange guy with dryer lint glued on. Okay. Some color commentary from Daryl, but basically saying that this bad ending actually was a bad beginning way back in 2016. Daryl also says, so when do we get to talk about the Trump temp agency, a.k.a. the White House? Hey, that I've been calling it The Apprentice, the White House edition, but I think I like your take on it, which is it's actually just a temp agency. And, you know, folks get to work there for sometimes 10 days like Scaramucci, and sometimes they get to work there a little bit longer, like maybe for a little over a year, like Rex Tillerson did. We just talked about bad endings, and really, it's not really bad endings. Most bad endings are because of bad beginnings. My real estate deal that is terrible right now in Bridgeport, Connecticut, is going to have a bad ending, but not really. It's a bad beginning. I bought in the wrong way. Like, you know, rule number one is don't lose money. Rule number two is know what you're about to buy. And rule number three is you win on the front end of the deal, not on the back end of it. And I didn't follow those rules. So I had a bad ending, but it was really a bad beginning. And Donald Trump and this whole administration, I don't think it's a bad ending. I think we're in this situation because it was a bad beginning.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.